You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Things are moving forward in bold steps for the land disputes in Ihumalatau, the Stonefield Historic Reserve, which was confiscated from Māori in 1863. With Fletcher's plans to develop housing units on the 32 hectares of land, which is part of the rare cultural heritage landscape in Ihumalatau, a petition was made against that move. Now, following the powerful and moving hikoi through Wellington's streets on March the 12th, where they presented their petition to the government, the Save Our Unique Landscapes campaign, the Soul Movement, will take the near 19,000 strong petition to the Auckland Council on April the 9th, outside of Aotea Square. Here I am talking with the Soul co-founder and social activist Kiane Matata-Sipu about the movement and their petition.
Soul was founded by six mana whenua cousins of Ihumata. We all whakapapa to Makaurau Marae and to the whenua here in Ihumatau. And we started the campaign almost 5 years ago now, going on to 5 years ago, to stop the housing development that's planned to happen here, so SHA 62. Soul is also made up of a wider range of our whānau, who support the campaign, and we also have some really amazing non-whānau members from our community who work really hard to help support and do lots of stuff for the campaign as well. So it's a really eclectic group. We've got people who whakapapa to this whenua, we have people who live in the surrounding Mangere area, we've got all different age ranges. It's a really diverse an exciting campaign to be part of, actually.
Soul is campaigning at the moment out in Ihumalatau. Can you tell me a little bit about what is the vision that the Soul movement has?
So Ihumalatau is one of the longest continual settlements of Māori in Aotearoa. It's hugely significant in terms of its cultural attributes, its archaeological attributes, its historical significance, and the fact that it is within our papakainga, which we still live as a papakainga here, so it's really, really unique. When we found out that there was going to be a housing development on some land here, the six cousins who started Soul actually started thinking about everything Ihumatau has sacrificed for the greater good of Auckland. So our awa was closed off and our moana was polluted to make way for the Auckland Wastewater Treatment Plant. Our moanga were quarried to build Auckland's roads and the Auckland Airport runway. We've had koiwi bones dug up for Auckland's second runway. We've had all of this encroachment by the airport that's come into this area. And so this last piece of land is sort of like the last bit we have left. And we decided enough was enough. And so the Soul campaign was started to stop the development, most importantly, but also to look at the vision for that land. Now, that land was always supposed to be a part of the Otuatawa Stonefield Historic Reserve. So when Manukau City Council was still its own council before the amalgamation in the super city, the land in question was meant to be a part of the Otuatawa Stonefield Historic Reserve and meant to be a part of an ecotourism type venture that was a bit of a social enterprise, that was an opportunity to take advantage of people coming into the gateway to Auckland here in Ihumatau, but a mana whenua led and a mana whenua driven opportunity,
right.
That actually benefited more than just us. It benefited all New Zealanders.
Yeah.
And it recognised the cultural, the historical, the ecological significance of that whenua. And so that's what we're fighting for. We're fighting to say enough is enough, that actually this particular development is really inappropriate. It's lacked consultation right from the beginning. And also fighting for our tamariki and our mokapuna so that they have a much better future and they're not having to have these same issues or even worse issues moving forward because of the effects that this development will have in this community.
Now, you've started this petition and I believe it's over 19,000 strong, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. So more than 19,000 signatures now.
Fantastic. And through this petition that the Soul movement has started, what is the petition hoping to achieve?
So the petition asks Auckland Council and the New Zealand government to intervene to stop the development. And that's either to purchase the land or be a part of purchasing the land and putting it into the reserve, or it's to facilitate a process where all parties can come together and to devise an outcome that's going to work for everyone. So it's really about having the council and the government take responsibility for the decision that they made, because they were the ones who designated this land SHA. They were the ones who had a hand in what it's going to look like. And so it's about them taking that responsibility, but also about them showing leadership. Now, there are thousands of people who are supporting this kaupapa. We've got support not just here in Auckland, but across the country. I mean, this petition is addressed to both the council and the government, and so we took it to the government a couple of weeks ago, and we had, 300 to 500 people show up from Wellington to support. And that's really important for these governing bodies to understand. It's not, it's not just a little issue, and it's not just going to go away.
Now, last month, you, I believe it was on the 12th of March, you took the petition down to Wellington. How did that go? What was the response like?
So that was really great. We had, as I just said, we had a really great turnout from supporters. We were only told that we were going to be met by Marama Davidson, so the co-leader of the Green Party. Yeah. However, we also were met by our local MP, Opito Williams-Seal. We also had Mika Faitere, Willie Jackson, Louisa Wall. I think Kama Sipoloni was there. And who else did we have? There were quite a few more MPs that turned up that day to meet us than what we had been told.
Okay.
And so that was really important as well, because those were Māori leadership within the Labour government who had come to hear us and to speak with us there. Also on that particular day, our local Māori Trust, Makaurau Marae Māori Trust, read a letter where three of the four trustees had written to the Prime Minister restating their opposition and asking the government to intervene. And so that was really important for our whānau as well, to have that presented on that day. So it was a really great day overall. And we still do encourage the government and those ministers to do something, to take action, not just have that be a really good day and, okay, now we've moved on to the next week sort of thing.
So now this petition will be handed out on Tuesday, the 12th of April. I believe, is there an event for people to attend?
Oh, so Tuesday the 9th of April.
Oh, Tuesday the 9th, sorry, yes.
Yep, so we are having a rally in Aotea Square. We've got three buses that will be leaving from Mangere. So one is leaving from Makaurau Marae, one from Te Puia Marae, and one from the Mangere Mountain Education Centre, and they leave at 9:30 a.m. They're all free. You just got to make sure you're there on time. That takes us into the city, and we will do a short hikoi from Merrill Drive down the run into Aotea Square. We gather there at about 11, so we're gathering to start the hikoi at 11.
Okay.
We hand over the petition at about midday, and the petition will be received by the mayor, Phil Goff, and by Penny Hulse, and then there will be some speeches and people speaking to the petition, and then we'll finish at about 1 o'clock, and everybody can head off after that. We are holding our councillors to account, and we're making sure that they're doing what it is we've put them in their role to do, which is to work for the people and to create change and take action for the benefit of the people of this city.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.